Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Ahlan wa sahlan bikum to our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Thumma alhamdulillah. You are watching the program called Treasures of Wisdom. Through the karam and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah, we have decided to discuss a very important discussion, subhanAllah, and that is with regards to the tradesmen, businessmen, companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, to earn enough halal income that suffices for yourself and for your family. And therefore, alhamdulillah, taking the cue from the blessed companions of our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their unique andaz and way of doing business is our intention to extract lessons and valuable lessons from the blessed lives of those companions alayhi muridwan. There are many ways of earning halal income, halal rozi, and from which one excellent way is trading, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And trading is also the sunnah of our aqa and master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Trading is also an excellent means of earning a livelihood, alhamdulillah. Allah azza wa jalla divided sustenance into 10 parts and portioned 9 parts to trading. Allahu Akbar. And one part to the entire world. Allahu Akbar. This is according to one narration, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that Allah Azza wa Jalla divided sustenance into 10 parts and apportioned 9 parts to trading and 1 part to the entire world. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, many other prophets alayhi muridwan had done trading. Is zamane mein aajkal ke jo masail hai, due to the rate of unemployment globally and business taking a deep fall, and many businesses that have been shutting down, dear viewers, for various reasons. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, in today's episode and program, we are going to be speaking about the sunnah tariqah of doing business. How did the companions of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do business? How honest they were in their trading? Because trading can only be a good source of income and a means of goodness in this world and in the hereafter if the trader adopts truthfulness and faithfulness. Subhanallah. Just as our aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, indeed, the best income is of those traders who do not tell lies when speaking, do not show treachery when they are trusted, do not break their promises, do not rebuke others when they purchase things, yani, from someone else, and do not falsely praise their own goods when selling them. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a good tradesman is that person who does not delay in paying when they are in debt and do not make it difficult for others when they are owed. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem grant us the tawfiq and ability to follow these Madani pearls of our aqa and master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are very good guidelines for doing business. Is saal mein agar aapki niyat hai ki aap koi tijarat ka kaam karna chahe, koi business karna chahe, aap is zariye se halal rozi kamana chahe. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, if a trader avoids lying, treachery and deception and carries out trading with truthfulness and integrity, he can achieve success not only in this dunya but as well as in the hereafter. Just as promised in the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the truthful and trustworthy trader will be with the prophets alayhi wa sallam, siddiqeen and martyrs on the day of qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So all these years that you have been doing business and you have been trying to make sure that your income is purified, it is from halal source and nothing haram is contaminated within your halal means and income. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, such a person has glad tidings for him, dear viewers of Madini channel. Because context of this hadith, the very great commentator, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali states, from this we come to know that from all occupations, trading is the superior occupation. Allahu Akbar. And the trading in grains, followed by clothes and perfume, is superior from this, subhanallah. So trading in the necessities of the world and the religion are the best amongst the forms of trade. Moreover, the truthful Muslim trader is even more fortunate, for he will be amongst the prophets and the awliyas on the plains of Mahshar on the day of Qiyamah. Think about the blessings if a trader, a businessman, is honest, he is truthful, he does not deceive people, he does not falsely take oaths in his business to get his goods sold, subhanallah, because a good trader is a king and an evil trader is a sinner. Allah Kareem hame aise tijarat se bachaye, hame mehfooz rakhe, taki hum jo tijarat kare, hamari niyat ye rahe ki inshallah azza wa jalla, through the means of whatever we are earning, we will support our family, we will pay zakat, we will help the poor and the destitutes out there, subhanallah. Remember, dear viewers of Madini channel, agar hum business karna chahe, so there are pros and cons, there are do's and don'ts, and there are certain things which we have been guided by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu anha has stated, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, kana ashabu rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ummala anfusihim. The blessed companions would do the work with their own hands. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So these are the companions who would work with their own hands, and they were hard laborers, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. Now let's look at this great companion of the beloved Rasul by the name of Hazrat Sayyidina Sakhr bin Wada'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had once made this dua for him. What was the dua? Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, bless my ummah with barakah in their early mornings. Yani in the early parts of the morning, what they do in the early part of the morning. Place the barakah and the blessings in that portion and that part of the morning. Subhanallah. What do we understand from this narration? That Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed barakah and blessings in the early parts of the morning. For our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prayed for barakah to descend in the early parts of the morning. So those businessmen who wake up in the morning, who thrive and who struggle in this way and path so that they could earn halal livelihood, they will most definitely see the barakah. Because this companion, Sayyidina Sakhr radiyallahu anhu, was a trader and would send his trade goods in travel in the early parts of the morning. And with the blessings of this action, he became so rich, subhanallah, that his wealth increased to many folds. And then he decided, he did not even know where to store his goods. Allah Azza wa Jalla placed so much of barakah in his rozi, in his rizq, in his business, that he did not find any place to even store his extra goods, dear viewers. In fact, Hazrat Allama Muzahir rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, it is a sunnah to travel in the early time of the day, and Sayyidina Sakhr radiyallahu anhu would follow this sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the result? With the blessings of acting upon this sunnah and the dua made in his favor by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wealth had multiplied and increased, subhanallah, due to the dua of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ab dekha jaye to aise kai nojawan hain. There are many youngsters out there who have qualified, graduated, and the mindset of awakening in the latter part of the day towards midday, after the early hours are gone, usually that could be a break time or a lunch time, and then people want to go and look for job and want to work. Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed the blessings and the barakah in the early parts of the morning. After performing Salatul Fajr, one can recite Quran Pak, one can recite Nawafil, one could make various other dhikr askar, and then could busy himself in doing business. There are blessings in this day of viewers of Madini channel. Instead of awakening at a time when business is at its peak, and then a person starts to do trade, the blessings are not in that time, rather in the early parts of the morning. Allah Kareem hume amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye. So if you want to multiply the blessings in your business, Follow this narration, dear viewers. Another companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, who needs no introduction. Subhanallah. This companion, Sayyidina Abu Musa Abdullah bin Qais Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, was a great Islamic jurist and a teacher of Quran. And he would recite the Holy Quran Pak in a very pleasant voice. He was a very good and excellent reciter of the Quran Pak. Besides being a businessman, it is found about his source of income that he, radiyallahu anhu, would sell medicines, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. And many other companions had mentioned about his expertise in the medicine department. So you will find many companions of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in various fields doing business, but with integrity, with justice. Sayyidina Hakim bin Hizam, radiyallahu anhu, another companion who belonged to a branch of the Qurayshi family known as Banu Asad. So who was he? He was the nephew of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu anha and the paternal cousin of Hadrat Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiyallahu anhu. Subhanallah, he radiyallahu anhu accepted Islam in the 8th year after Hijri, the year of the conquest of Makkatul Mukarramah. He was a very wise, knowledgeable and pious companion of the Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said about this companion, dear viewers, that he reached the age of 120, Allahu Akbar, and he passed away 54 years after Hijri in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. He is also from amongst those fortunate companions jiske bare mein Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne duaein ki unke haq mein. Subhanallah. What was said, dear viewers? The beloved Rasul said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, grant barakah and blessings in the earnings of his hands. Allahu Akbar. This dua and supplication had left the prophetic tongue of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the effect of the prayer of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he traded all his life but never ever suffered any loss in business. Allahu Akbar. And he traded in many other things. One, according to one narration, he traded in garments during the period of ignorance in the pre-Islamic era. And he used to travel to Yemen and Syria for trade and used to make immense profit during his travels. Subhanallah. And from amongst his qualities, dear viewers, after he would do business and earn money, it is said that he would come to the poor people of his family and he would then distribute his wealth. Whatever he has earned, he will help and aid the poor people from his family. Subhanallah. It is famous about this companion that he would trade in the very famous three markets of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. And these were the famous markets in those times. The market of Uqaz, the market of Majinnah, and the market of Zulmajaz. These are those three markets where this companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would trade. Once Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him with a dinar to buy an animal for sacrifice. And subhanallah, look at the mindset of this companion. He bought the animal and sold it for 2 dinar. Then for 1 dinar, he bought a goat and came to the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and offered both the goat and the dinar. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so happy and prayed for him to be blessed and ordered him to give the dinar that he had given to Aqa in charity. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He presented the goat and the dinar to Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul became happy, accepted the goat and gave him back the dinar to donate that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the important lessons, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is the owner of this entire universe, subhanallah, the one who has blessed us with sustenance, the one who has given us whatever we have in our lives today. But when we have money, the greed of this wealth enters the heart. And then the fear then stems in the heart that what if this wealth reduces? What if this wealth finishes? Agar ye khatam ho jayega to main kahan jaunga? Where is our tawakkul and our trust like the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who had placed their trust entirely upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. Their reliance was upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, never upon the means and the resources that they had. Subhanallah, subhanallah. See, by donating in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, by giving back in the path of Allah from the very same wealth which Allah has given you, you are just the means of earning the income. The real giver is the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. is that there is no one that walks on the surface of this earth whose sustenance is not dependent upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah azza wa jalla, for whomever he wishes to increase the wealth, he shall increase the wealth. Subhanallah. Wallahu yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. But if you do the right things in life, dear viewers, if you're honest and truthful in your business, and you are not concerned about making the extra penny in the day by speaking a lie, Allah Azza wa Jalla looks at your niyat, your intention, and He will multiply your blessings for you. For some reason, if there's some issue and matter in the business, have sabr and patience. Perform introspection, you know, look into your matters and see whether my actions are correct or incorrect. There could be some way down the line that we have performed some guna, some sin in the trade, due to which we are suffering in our businesses. So keep making istighfar, keep fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the very same Rabb will create a plan for you to escape from your problems. Increase your taqwa and piety. Increase one's fear. Increase your fear for Allah Azza wa Jalla in business, inshallah, and you will most definitely see the fruits of the fear which you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your business, dear viewers of Madini channel. So in the 7th year of proclamation of prophethood, when Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had announced a prophethood, when the disbelievers of Makkatul Mukarrama boycotted the Banu Hashim and besieged them in a place by the name of, in the valley of Abu Talib, he radiallahu anhu, this companion radiallahu anhu, played a very important role in delivering food and drink there. When his caravan would come from Syria, he would bring a camel full of wheat near the valley and drive it away. Subhanallah. In this way, the camel would enter the valley and the Banu Hashim would take that wheat from the camel. So he supported Muslims in this way as well. His generosity, subhanallah. He radiallahu anhu was such a generous person that he freed 100 slaves and made 100 people perform Hajj by providing them with conveyances. Allahu Akbar. And when he performed his own Hajj, it is stated that he sacrificed 100 camels and freed more than 100 slaves in the plains of Arafah. This generosity is only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For his pleasure, for the sake of Allah, all these things that he had done. He radiallahu anhu sold a house to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, 100,000 dirhams. And when he received the money from Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave all of that money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghar bhi becha. تو اس کے پیسوں کو اللہ کی راہ میں انہوں نے خرچ کیا رضی اللہ عنہ. اللہ کریم ان کے صدقے میں ہماری بے حساب مغفرت فرمائے. سبحان اللہ. Have you seen the sacrifices of the companions alayhim ridwan, together with being trademen, dear viewers of Madini channel, together with doing business? This was the andaz of the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jalla, for the sake of these companions, forgive us our sins, dear viewers of Madini channel. And may Allah azza wa jalla answer all our lawful wishes, subhanallah. So these are some of the companions. I would like to share the name of another companion, subhanallah, who is a great sahabi of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Misr bin Makhrama radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, subhanallah. This great companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the several noble companions who were businessmen. He was born in the second year after Hijri in the beautiful city of Makkah al-Mukarrama. And he was also family to Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu anhu, who was another very famous mega businessman, subhanallah. So he was the nephew of Abdurrahman bin Auf radiyallahu anhu. In the 8th year after Hijri, the same year as the conquest of Makkah al-Mukarramah, he joined the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah al-Munawwara. And as a young companion, he was privileged in his childhood to accompany Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, basking in the prophetic light, subhanallah. Although he was only 8 years of age when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this dunya, but he grew up to be a loyal supporter of Islam, participating in various battles and remaining as an eminent citizen of Madinatul Munawwara, subhanallah, after the martyrdom of Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu an. And then he moved to Makkatul Mukarrama, passing away in the 64 Hijri, subhanallah. And his funeral prayer was performed by Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And he is now resting in the very famous cemetery, Nurani Cemetery in Makkatul Mukarrama, by the name of Jannatul Ma'ala. Allahu Akbar. From the age of 8, he had been seeing how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done business, and he was in business himself. Can you imagine, dear viewers? Allahu Akbar. What had caused those companions to become such great businessmen? It was honesty. It was not jealousy. Ki wo zyada kama raha hai ki main zyada kama raha hu. It was honesty. It was tawakkul and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was taking the mashwara and ideas from others. Aaj agar hame koi mashwara de to hame use nahi lete hain. Ki pata nahi ye jealousy ki wajah se bol raha hai ki ye humko chahta hai to humko mashwara de raha hai. People are so hard to predict and take mashwaras from these days, dear viewers. Many people have these challenges and many others do not seek consultation from others. Halaki isme barakah hai, blessings in performing mashwara, in taking, having, conducting meetings and taking ideas from others. During the battle of Qasidiyya, he came across a gold vessel, a golden vessel. And it was a very expensive vessel, but he did not know the value of that vessel at that time. He was unsure of the value, but a Persian man offered to buy it from him for 10,000 silver pieces. A Persian man offered to buy those vessels from him for the handsome sum of 10,000 silver pieces. And this is a large amount. So because this amount was ordered, इन्होंने ये समझा कि अगर कोई इतना ज़्यादा बड़ा order दे रहा है, इसका मतलब ये कि इसकी कोई ना कोई कीमत तो है. There's some expenses attached to it. It has a lot of value. Therefore, this Persian person is offering to buy 10,000 pieces. Subhanallah. So he said to that person that I would, but after consulting, and I'll get back to you. Subhanallah. So he refused to sell it at that moment, and instead he took the very same vessel to Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for consultation, for mashwara. Ki aap farmaye ki kya karu, main isko kitne mein bechun. Allahu Akbar. After hearing the entire incident, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu advised him, sell it, not 10,000. Sayyidina Sa'ad radiyallahu then sold it on his behalf for 100,000 silver pieces and handed over the money to him later. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So on his behalf, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu sold the very same vessel on his behalf for 100,000 silver pieces and then handed over the money to him. You see, this is the blessings of mashwara. The very same thing could have been sold for a cheaper price, but see, the benefit he had gained after consulting with his companion sahabi of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So always seek mashwara, dear viewers, especially from senior citizens. Those who are senior in the family, those who have got more experience in life, those who have seen more seasons than you in business, those who have seen the hardships of business, those who have seen different, you know, situations in business, they will have such ideas that they would share with you, and this would make things easier, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Unfortunately, we do not look in that direction. For some reason, because of doing things our own way, और जब मसला हो, जब हमें नुकसान और खसारा हो, फिर हम लोगों से मशवरा करते हैं. अब बताएं कि हम क्या करें. करने से पहले अगर हम मशवरा लें लोगों से, तो मोस्ट डेफिनेटली इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल्ला, वी विल नॉट फेस दीज हर्डल्स एंड ऑब्स्टिकल्स इन आवर बिजनेस. एज ए बिजनेस मैन, ही रज़ियल्लाहु अन्हु हैड इन्वेस्टेड इन परचेसिंग लार्ज अमाउंट ऑफ फूड स्टफ. However, when the region suffered a food shortage, see how these companions come into action. Instead of profiting from the crisis by raising the prices, ki is situation mein yani khana hi nahi hai khane ke liye city ke andar. So this companion purchased the food and sold the food at its cost. Jitne ki khareedi padi, utne hi mein unhone khana bhi becha, taki log khana to khareede aur khaen. And so many others take advantage of the situation, ki ghurbat hai, this situation, there is a scarcity of food or water, shortage of something, then people increase the prices. Us price ko dugna log kar dete hain. Ye masail hote hain ki hum fala jagah se mangwa rahe saman ko, fala mulk se aa raha hai, fala jagah se aa raha hai. We are saying don't take any loss. But what about those people who cannot afford to purchase and to pay the price for what you are selling? So these companions always sought to make things easy for others. Because this is what the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized upon and taught to his companions. Do not cause obstacles for others. Be humbled for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and aid and help others. If you cannot help them financially, at least do not increase the price to such amounts and such heights that people aren't able to pay and purchase what they need. And food is amongst the necessities of livelihood, dear viewers. Khane ke bagair insaan kaise zinda rahe? when there is no roti and bread in the marketplace, aap dekhenge ki 10 dukane band hai, ek dukan khuli hai. And there is bheed, there is rush at the one shop because others are all closed. And many a time such business people then increase the rates and the price of their businesses. May Allah Azza wa Jalla provide blessings and barakah in our sustenance so that inshallah Azza wa Jalla, if we intend to do business, we shall do in the light of these companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we have a beautiful kalam for the viewers. A sabz gumbad wale manzoor dua karna, and the reciter is none other than our honorable and respected Haji Abdul Habib al-Tari damad barakatum al-aliyah. Let's be honored to hear this kalam inshallah, and when we do return, we will discuss the business ideas of many other companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Roshan kar qabr bekason ki ae shamae jamal mustafa ai aankhon mein chamak ke dil mein aa ja ae shamae jamal mustafa ai ae sabz gumbad wale manzoor dua karna jab naz'a ka waqt aaye deedar ata karna jab naz'a ka waqt aaye deedar ata karna ae noor e khuda aakar aankhon mein sama jana ya dar pe bula lena ya khwab mein aa jana ae noor e khuda aakar aankhon mein sama jana ya dar pe bula lena ya khwab mein aa jana ae parda nashin dil ke parde mein raha karna jab naz'a ka waqt aaye deedar ata karna main qabr andheri mein ghabraunga jab tanha imdad meri karne aajana rasool allah main qabr andheri mein ghabraunga jab tanha imdad meri karne aajana rasool allah roshan meri turbat ko ae noor e khuda karna roshan meri turbat ko ae noor e khuda karna jab naz'a ka waqt aaye deedar ata karna mujrim hu jahan bhar ka mahshar mein bharam rakhna ruswaa zamana hu daman mein chupa lena mujrim hu jahan bhar ka محشر میں برم رکھنا، رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا، جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے، اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا، جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا۔
اللہ اکبر۔ آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا، جب وقت نزا آئے دیدار عطا کرنا۔ آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ دس از دا دعا اینڈ دس از واٹ ایوری پرسن wishes for, that at the last moments of his life, may Allah Kareem take our souls with Iman. May we have istiqamat upon Iman, and may we resurrect on the day of Qiyamah with Iman as well, dear viewers. Keep making dua and keep hoping that Allah Azza wa Jalla protects us from all sorts of evils of this world, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us success in both the worlds. Subhanallah. We are discussing the tradesman's companion of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we had discussed a few companions of the beloved Rasul, their ways of doing business, the way they would conduct themselves within the business, subhanallah, and the different trades that they would be involved in. Another companion by the name of Abdullah bin Hisham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is also from amongst the sahabas who were traders. Allahu Akbar. His mother, Hadrat Sayyidina Zainab bint Humayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, she had brought him to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his childhood and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take bay'ah from him. Yani, allow him to pledge allegiance upon your Mubarak and blessed hands. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is a small child. And then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed his affectionate hands over his head and made dua for blessings for him. Yani, jis ke liye sarkar dua farmaye sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many other companions would then want to do business with that companion. Kyunki sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne aapke liye dua mangi, so yaqinan they are blessings and barakah with you, so they would like to be partners in trade as well. So kya hua? His grandson, Hazrat Sayyidina Zuhra bin Ma'bad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who according to Imam Darimi, he was the abdal of his time. The Imam says he was the abdal of his time. He states, my grandfather, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hisham radiyallahu anhu, would take me to the marketplace and would purchase some grains there. And when Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as well as Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, would meet him, they would say, please make us partners in your trade. Allahu Akbar. And then when he would ask the reason for it, they would say, because the beloved Rasul had made dua for you, And the beloved Rasul made dua for blessings and barakah in your sustenance. Thus, he would involve them as well, subhanAllah, and he would make them partners in his business because they would request him to let them join him in his business. And they would profit so much, subhanAllah. This narration is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Allama Aini, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states, from this hadith, we come to know that the one oath to go to the marketplace in order to seek livelihood and take blessings from wherever he can find it. Also, this hadith contains proof of seeking trade and the proof of asking to be included in partnership. It's not haram, it's not wrong for any person to ask another person who's earning halal ruzi, can I join you in this business? Can I be partners with you in this business? Subhanallah, subhanallah. There's nothing wrong. But what is wrong is for a person to keep asking others for help, keep asking others for financial assistance and aid, and or whatever matter it may be. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you two hands and two legs and given you a mind and all these body parts which are blessings from Allah Azza wa Jalla, has no defects. Then go and earn. It's the sunnah of the companions of the beloved Rasul to ask others who are successful in business to become partners in business. And with good intentions, not to let any person down, but rather with the niyyah that inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you could sustain your family. It is Allah Azza wa Jalla who grants ruzi, but you need to go out there and earn. A person needs to place in efforts and then place his trust and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot just lock up your house, your door, and then mention that, well, I trust Allah Azza wa Jalla, my ruzi would come to me. This is the system of this planet. They are asbab, they are means to earn your livelihood from, dear viewers. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, whilst explaining the reason for Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hisham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu taking his grandson to the marketplace, he states, so that he could learn how to buy and sell. This great wali of Allah would take his grandson to the marketplace to teach him, ki beta ye dekho, this is how business is done. So they teach their children and grandchildren how to do business from such little age, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, we should also teach our children and our grandchildren how to perform and do business according to Islam. They should be given experience, because just like worship, other matters are also important. Like how namaz, roza, hajj, zakat are fard, and they are important for every believer and every Muslim. And they are likewise other means as well, dear viewers, to be healthier, to be sustained in this world. They are the means. And for us to profit from them, we have to learn the trade. So subhanAllah, we should place a lot of emphasis in this regard as well, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah. It is stated, a sahabi from the Prophet stated, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when we conquered Khaybar, the people began to trade the war spoils, supplies, and prisoners among themselves. When Rasulullah ﷺ finished praying his salah, one person came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, I received so much of profit today that there is no one in this valley who has received more profit than I have received. So Rasulullah ﷺ then asked him, how much of profit have you made? What is the amount of profit have you made? Then this companion says, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, I have made 300 uqiya, yani 12,000 dirhams. Jitna aaj maine nafa banaya, kisi ne nahi banaya. Tabi Nabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said to him, I shall inform you of someone who makes more profit than this. So, is sahabi ne radiyallahu anhu phir arz ki, Ya Rasulullah farmaye sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is that person who has made more profit? Tabi Nabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, to offer 2 rak'at of salah. Allahu Akbar. The one who offers 2 rak'at of salah after performing namaz, subhanAllah, in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, nawafil in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, there are more blessings than even this that you have earned today. There is more profit than this profit that you have earned today. See how the beloved Rasul will divert their attention toward the dhikr of Allah, towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, because trade occupies our time. Trade occupies much of our time. It consumes major part of the time. And a very little portion is then left when a person suffers and experiences fatigueness. And then that portion is left for the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But these people, the companions of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, would always look forward towards ibadah, because this is the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. So in this verse, Allah says to the believers, for not letting their wealth and children divert them from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So wealth and children, awlad, a hindrance and obstacle in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And your blessings in your business depends upon the dhikr of Allah that you make, upon the closeness of Allah that you have. If you shall do the right things in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide blessings and barakah for you. Subhanallah. So let's divert our attention to this aspect, inshallah, azza wa jalla, that we would perform every action for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will do business with honesty, with truthfulness, fulfillment of promise, inshallah, azza wa jalla. We will conduct and have good manners, because all these are the lifeblood of trade. Jihad. And they are extremely essential for a successful trader, dear viewers, without which you can never be successful. Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had all of these qualities. Truthfulness, integrity, status. People would call him Al-Amin, Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has set excellent examples in the history of the world, especially in the field of business, dear viewers. A blessed companion by the name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abil Hamsa radiallahu ta'ala anhu had done some business with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he narrates, he says, before he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received revelation, before he announced his prophethood, he says, I had done some business and deal with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I made a part of payment and promised that I would come just after a short while and return the balance of the amount to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By chance, he says, I forgot. I went back home and I got involved in other work and other activities. Main bhool chuka tha ki maine abhi thodi der pehle kya promise kiya tha. Bas, he says, 3 days had passed. Allahu Akbar. After 3 days, when I reached the place where I had promised to come and meet with the final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ye sahabi farmate hain, I found him standing and waiting. Allahu Akbar. I could not keep my promise. Main apna vaada to na rakh saka. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not mind at all. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only said, where have you been? I have been waiting for you here for 3 days. Allahu Akbar. This hadith is in Sunan Abi Dawood, dear viewers of Madani channel. This is the tariqah. This was the unique way of the beloved Rasul doing business. Promise is a promise. Promise is a promise. Honesty is the only policy in Islam, dear viewers. हमें कोई चांस नहीं है कि हम झूठ बोल करके अपने सामान को बेचें, अपनी चीजों को बेचें, हम ट्रेड करें. But see how the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expressed his good akhlaq and such amazing character, subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Pak has mentioned, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. His sublime character is being praised in the Holy Quran Pak. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states in his poetry, kon deta hai dene ko chahiye, kon deta hai dene ko chahiye, kon deta hai dene ko chahiye, dene hamara nabi sabse aula la hamara nabi sabse bala la hamara nabi. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Likewise, dear viewers, when Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'ib radiyallahu an, another companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, embraced Islam and came to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, people began to praise him. Unki tarif log karne lage. Aqa, our master sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you do not know him as much as I know him. Sayyiduna Sa'ib radiyallahu anhu humbly said, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. You have spoken the truth before the declaration of prophethood. You were my trading partner. You were very nice to me and never ever quarreled with me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So as we know, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would aid companions. He would help them, subhanallah. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never turn down any person. He would teach people how to perform trade. Subhanallah. At the age of only 25, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very widely known as the trustworthy and truthful individual. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, Sayyidatuna Khatijatul Kubra radiallahu anha, who was a very wealthy woman in Makkatul Mukarramah, her husband had already passed away. She radiallahu anhu needed a trustworthy person to take her trade goods to Syria. So she radiallahu anhu was very, very impressed by the truthfulness and trustworthiness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So she chose the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sent him a message offering him double wage due to the honesty and sincerity. Ki log is zamane mein kahan sach bolte hain? To hum aapko dugna denge. I will give you double the amount and request you to carry out this responsibility. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted her offer and took her trade goods to Syria. She radiallahu anhu also sent a reliable slave so that he served the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam along and during the journey. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Syria, sold goods, bought new goods, and then returned to Makkatul Mukarramah. Allahu Akbar. It is said, dear viewers, and when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it in an absolute fair way, which amazed her, she radiallahu anhu sold those goods and earned double the profit. Look at the niyat in between, subhanallah. All for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All with the intention to help others and not to put any other person down. So these are the guidelines. If only we could follow them, inshallah, zawajallah. Trust me, dear viewers, there is so much of blessings and so much of barakah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, can you imagine the blessings of only halal rozi? This is the beauty of Islam. People are encouraged to wake up, go and earn. This is the andaz and this is the jazba we should have in our hearts. We have come right to the end of the program, dear viewers of Madini channel. Having said these words, we make dua in the court of Allah. All those who are having niyat and making good intentions to do business so that they could pay zakat, so that they could help others, so that they could remove the difficulties from their family members. With this niyat, you're going to do business. May Allah Kareem provide blessings in your rozi, in your sustenance. May Allah Azza wa Jalla open the path for you. Be a go-getter. Subhanallah, man jadda wajada. The one who tries will most definitely receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will receive from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will see barakah. Commence and start your day in the early parts of the morning. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, you will most definitely be successful, dear viewers. We will be back, inshallah, with the very same program, Treasures of Wisdom. Until then, continue reciting salawat upon our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever you are, keep yourself reminded that our mission of Da'wat Islami is I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom.